This is the Electronic Intifada Newscast. I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman, Associate Editor at the Electronic Intifada. It's day 362 of Israel's genocide in Gaza, as its war on Lebanon expands and as Lebanon and Iran fight back. Here's a brief summary of some of the latest developments in Gaza. Israel carried out a series of massacres against Palestinians sheltering in homes, tents, and schools. Journalist Bisan Auda reported on Tuesday that Israel carried out a strike against people in tents in Khan Yunis, killing 11 people. On Monday, more than 30 Palestinians were killed across the Gaza Strip as Israel bombed a home in Nuseirat refugee camp, killing 13, including 7 children. In Gaza City on Monday, Israel targeted the Ashujaiya school, killing at least 7, according to the Civil Defense Corps. Airstrikes on people in Rafah and Khan Yunis killed at least 9 people. Those strikes followed Israeli attacks on Jabalia refugee camp and the al-Fahim school on Sunday, killing people sheltering in Beit Lahia. Israel also attacked Deir Belah in central Gaza. Another Palestinian journalist, Wafa al-Udeini, was killed this week in Gaza when Israel bombed her home and killed her along with her husband and 2 young children. This was her last post on Twitter of sand sculptures on a beach in Gaza, quote, sending greetings and peace to Beirut. Last week, the Israelis delivered 88 unidentified and decomposed bodies of Palestinians in a cargo truck. Journalist Hossam Shabbat stated, quote, the Palestinian Health Ministry initially declined to accept a truckload containing 88 decomposed bodies, seeking more information. After Israeli occupation forces refused to provide the requested details, the bodies were buried in a mass grave without any identification. In bittersweet news, the surgeon Khaled Al-Ser, who spoke to the Electronic Intifada several times before he was abducted by Israeli forces in March, was released back to Gaza. His cousin reported that Dr. Khaled was tortured and had lost a significant amount of weight during his 7-month detention, but that he is alive. This past week, the Electronic Intifada published I Will Never Forget You by Bashair Mu'ammar, in which the writer recounts the Israeli attack that she survived, but her brother Zakaria, who she describes as her closest companion, and Zakaria's 4-year-old son Ali, did not. Lying in my hospital bed, Bashar writes, I overheard my uncle Tamim, who had accompanied me in the ambulance, asking the doctors if there was anyone else in the house. The confusion was palpable. The doctors had mistakenly written my name on one of the unidentified corpses. They didn't realize the mistake until my uncles Tamim and Yahya arrived. Zakaria and Ali had been so damaged that even in death, they were unrecognizable. The rescuers had found Zakaria cradling Ali, the upper parts of their bodies mangled into one by the force of the explosion. The lower parts, including Zakaria's legs, formed another unidentifiable mass. 3 weeks later, I found myself in a tent in Al-Mawasi with Amir. 4 days after it had killed my brother and nephew, the Israeli military had ordered us to evacuate our town. I kept replaying the memories of Zakaria, of Ali, of the home that had once been our refuge, but was now nothing more than a tomb. As I sat there lost in thought, my phone rang. It was my sister, her voice trembling with fear and sorrow. Israel bombed our uncle's home, she said. Tamim, his wife Islam, and their daughters Salam, Mais, and Huda were all dead. Yahya's wife Najat and son Aboud were also gone. The pain, already unbearable, multiplied. This war, this genocide has taken so much from us, our homes, our loved ones, our sense of safety, but it has not taken our memories. Those memories, painful as they are all we have left. That's from Bashar Mu'ammar's feature, I Will Never Forget You, on electronicintifada.net. Also this past week, the Electronic Intifada published Israel Killed My Brother's Family by Do'as Salim, in which the author, like Bashar Mu'ammar, recounts an Israeli airstrike that she survived but killed her brother Ahmed, his 6-year-old son Mahmoud, and 7 other people, including a stranger whom my brother had met wandering the streets homeless and had taken mercy on, according to Do'a. She writes, quote, "It took me 40 days to go upstairs to Ahmed's flat, and I did so only because my mom had asked for help to clean the place. As I gazed out at their stuff scattered all over the place, there's no space for grief. I stretch out my hand. I can't. I feel all my memories of them rise to my throat. I try again. I can still hear Mahmoud's laugh. I can hold their stuff and clothes in my hands. I hold on to the hope that life will sprout again amid the massive destruction, like a broken and burnt olive tree grows under the rubble." That's from Doa Salim's feature, "Israel Killed My Brother's Family," on electronicintifada.net. As we turn to the enormous events of the last week in Lebanon, I wanted to share three videos from Gaza as the barrage of Iranian missiles crossed the sky into Israel. This video from journalist Anas Al-Sharif was filmed in Jabalia.
المسيرات وإطلاق الصواريخ باتجاه أراضينا المحتلة.
Anas Al-Sharif also posted this one saying, quote, "For the first time since the aggression on Gaza began, I see joy in people's eyes, rejoicing at the missiles of the Islamic Republic of Iran flying in the skies of Palestine." And Aboud Batah, a young social media creator, was part of a spontaneous celebration in the streets. We wanted to bring you this video by journalist Mahmoud Abu Salama and cross-posted by Translating Palestine. Over the weekend, Palestinian children in Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza, quote, "gathered to donate what they could to Lebanon, despite their own suffering. Standing side by side, these children extended their support to those affected by the violence in southern Lebanon, demonstrating resilience and solidarity even amidst their own hardships." Abu Salama says, quote, "We are here at the displacement center at the Jabalia Services Club in the northern Gaza Strip. This is one of the meanings of resilience and challenge. And the donations of children to the people of Lebanon, those affected in Lebanon, in South Lebanon, this amount of all these children standing side by side with the children of our dear Lebanon. This is an initiative in the northern Gaza Strip in one of the displacement centers. These are children who are donating despite their own wounds to Lebanon." And that's it for the news roundup. As always, go to electronicintifada.net for much more, especially to read our new features by our brave writers in Gaza.
You've been listening to the Electronic Intifada's newscast. I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman. Want to hear more? Check out our live stream with interviews, reports, and analysis, along with print articles, podcasts, and more at electronicintifada.net. Produced by Nora Barrows-Friedman, Tamara Nassar, and Pierre Loisel.